Good morning. Welcome to Rights and Duties with Trad Patrick. So Friday, of course, we had Francis Assisi's letter on the Latin Mass. Now, we all expected a lot of comments. We all expected a lot of blowback. One of the interesting things about this particular letter was the people getting involved in this letter who have no idea whatsoever about not just Catholicism, but have no idea at all about traditionalism in Catholicism. And so they instead they opened their proverbial traps. And a lot of these are, of course, our buddies in the I'm a retard pagan world. These people have really gotten funny because they're trying to use the idea of Francis's letter to attack the church. Okay, so of course we'll go with one of them, which is one of these TRS fools. You know, the ones I talk about all the time, the fake fascists, the LARPy. I'm an atheist. I'm an agnostic. I'm so cool that I don't believe in God, or the other portions of that group that are, you know, going to the Disney store and buying their Thor's hammer and walking around and going, Odin. So one of these morons, by the way, who's not white, writes an article in this National Justice or whatever, you know, their LARPy little party where they doxed everybody and everything like that. He writes this thing and he brings up, fights and stuff like that inside the thing. And he brings this up and he's completely wrong in his assessment because he doesn't understand the faith. He brings up E. Michael Jones and Father Dennis Fahey. E. Michael Jones and Father Dennis Fahey are two totally different people. Father Dennis Fahey would not like E. Michael Jones. They would have nothing in common. And as I've said in the past, while EMJ is good on the JQ, he falls short on everything else, and including the faith. And so this weaselly little jackass, this Nazbol moron writing about the church is almost in a way hypocritical. Somebody who's not Catholic and stuff like that, taking an approach on this particular subject, should have his face smacked. To be honest with you, I want to be honest with you. We don't smack these people enough. We don't go out and beat these people for their intrusion, if you would, upon our faith. But I'll go and I'll hit EMJ since they brought him up. EMJ's tweets and stuff and his comments on other platforms. I don't know what platforms these are because I don't think this is I don't think he's on Twitter. Somebody sent me the pictures. EMJ, I want to give a background. He's a bogus Ordo Catholic. He does not go to a Latin Rite Mass. He has never attended a Latin Rite Mass, in my understanding. He was at one point Opus Dei. I believe he still is Opus Dei. But his particular one today is traditionalism was always a way of avoiding the Jewish question. Now it looks as if the younger generation of Latin Masters have made that impossible. This may be the real cause of the crackdown. Now, And he shares that article by this non-Catholic, Nazbol, which EMJ comes out. He says, I'm not a Nazbol. I don't like Duke. And I don't know what you guys are saying. I'm totally not. Yet here he is reposting an article by a devout Nazbol, by a guy who's not Catholic, has no experience in the Catholic Church, is not white. We all know that that doesn't matter to EMJ. The only thing that EMJ cares about is whether they're Jewish or not, and even then he doesn't care. EMJ is a, let's just say, he's an opportunist. And I can tell you, if I had permission, I would tell you, but I know for a fact that there's some things that are very questionable about E. Michael Jones. that put him in the position in my mind of being a person that's a hypocrite of everything he says. If you ever notice, a lot of these people who like to put up a lot of things tend to do the opposite of what they say. EMJ is one of these people. So he sits here, he tells you, I'm not an asshole. I was just at this thing with Dugan. But yet he goes out of his way to promote this article that is incorrect. And then he says, was always a way of avoiding the Jewish question. How was traditionalism a way of avoiding the Jewish question, since from the very beginning, the SSPX were the only people addressing the Jewish question? It wasn't addressed in Novus Ordo churches. It wasn't addressed in the Opus Dei. It wasn't addressed in the FSSP. The only place you could get that was in the SSPX. I guess E. Michael Jones doesn't know how to use YouTube and find Father Yukio sermons or something like that, and hear that almost every single one of them addresses the Jewish question. EMJ has no idea what he's talking about, and Stryker. I'm going to use the name Stryker. I'm Stryker. Check it out, guys. I'm Stryker. I'm going to write about the Catholic Church. I've never been inside a Catholic Church. I don't even know what Catholic is because I'm a do-do-do. I'm going to write an article. So, another idiot. But then the idiots abound. The idiots abound. Of course, we get Mr. I get punched in the head by 90-pound Antifas and I don't do anything because I'm a coward and I'm fat and I've got man tits and I'm a loser and my name is Richard Loser Spencer and my wife was Dugan's side piece and my kid is probably Dugan's and I like to play with I like to play with those people. My name is Richard Spencer. Everybody pay attention to me. What am I today? I'm not right wing today. Today I'm a liberal. Today I'm gonna write about the Catholic Church. Here's one of Richard Spencer's brain dead. I don't have an education because I'm a moron. Moron. Richard Spencer's tweets. No scripture is written in Latin. Instead, Hebrew, Aramaic, and an Ebonics version of Greek. The Latin nature of the Catholic Church and the weekend LARP of the Mass is only vampirically leeching off the ancient world, whose religious system Jews and Christians overturned.
My name is Richard Spencer. I don't know anything about religion, but I'm going to talk about it because nobody cares about me anymore. I'm such a loser. I'm so pathetic. Pay attention to me, everybody. I'm Richard Spencer.
Nobody cares about you anymore, Richard. You want to know why? Because nobody cared about you in the beginning. You're such a loser, dude. Seriously, like, look in the mirror, Richard Spencer. Look in the mirror. Take a good, hard look in the mirror. Because what's staring back at you is one of the biggest losers on the planet. You, Richard Spencer, are not pro-white. You, Richard Spencer, are not pro-America. You, Richard Spencer, are not pro-Western civilization. The only thing you're pro is Richard Spencer. And you're a loser. Okay? You have the brain of an orangutan. Okay, Richard Spencer? You have no idea what you're talking about because scripture is, in fact, written in Latin. Okay? Because, Richard, you have no idea about the Mediterranean at the time of Christ and prior to Christ, where these people lived. You have no idea. You have no understanding. You have no conception of it, Richard Spencer, because you live in your own brain of, I'm Richard Spencer. I'm Richard Spencer. You want to play with me? Okay? Nobody wants to have mushroom Swiss burgers with you, Richard, because nobody likes you. Okay? Let's be honest, Richard. The only people that hang around with you because you get publicity. They don't like you. Nobody likes you, Richard Spencer. Nobody. Even the people hanging around you that say they like you don't like you. You're a loser. You're like one of those people that is destined to end up old, alone, crotchety, in a corner, mumming to himself about, I have to be on something. I have to be somebody, and people used to like me. No, nobody likes you. Now, let me explain why nobody likes you, Richard. Because your tweet is literally one of the dumbest tweets that has ever been created. At the time of Christ, you moronic jackass, there were three languages that were spoken. You idiot. Latin, Aramaic, and no, it was Greek, not Nibonic's version of Greek. You stupid moron. Considering the fact that you are not a linguistics expert, considering the fact that you are not an expert on scripture, considering the fact that you are not an expert on philosophy or theology, let me educate you, loser boy. Three languages were spoken. Three languages were what the original context of the Bible was put in. Latin, Aramaic, and Greek. Not a Ebonics version of Greek. You see, you're trying to pick up straws. You're trying to play pickup straws and go, you know, the version of Greek that I like is the one that Odin talked. And Odin was walking around with one eye and a cup full of cum. And he was like, hey, I'm Odin. Let's drink cum. You're an idiot, Richard Spencer. And all your little pagan LARPy friends who go, oh, the original white language, the original white religion of the ancient world is cum drinking one-eyed Odin. Well, if you want to get into a theological debate, let's have a real quick one here. Christ wasn't a homosexual. Every one of your pagan gods, we're homosexuals, Richard Spencer. Christ actually flipped over the tables and beat with a whip made out of hair the money-changing, you know what? This isn't going to go on YouTube. Jews, okay? He beat the Jews. Did Odin? Nah, he was too busy drinking cum. Christ actually changed the world. Your fake Disney bullshit didn't do anything, jackass boy. But considering the fact that you're so dumb, okay, Spencer, and this goes for all the other, I'm alt-right, I don't like the Jews, so I'm alt-right, pay attention to me. You're all retarded. You're all retarded. Every last one of you. And the time has come for us, for traditionalists, to stand up and speak out against everybody. That includes E. Michael Jones with his bullshit. And that includes the fucking pagan, fake, pro-white people. These people aren't pro-white. Take yourself down to a consideration for a second. Every one of these scumbags will dox white people. Every one of them. Richard Spencer, TRS, the list goes on. Every single one of these scumbags will dox white people. Why? It's for their own glory, for their own gratification. They could give two shits about white people. If they did, they would wake up. They would wake up, they would stop the LARP. He says LARP, but the reality is that the real LARP is pagans and atheists. You're the real LARP, Spencer. Let me give you a little advice, buddy. If you don't stop your bullshit, you're going to spend eternity in hell being ass-raped by Jews. That's what's going to happen to you, buddy. Pay attention to what you're saying because you're so stupid. You're so broken. You're such a broken, sad individual, Spencer. Do you know why you're a broken, sad individual? Do you know why you couldn't keep your wife? You couldn't keep her loyal to you. Do you know why you couldn't have a happy family, normal family, Spencer? It's because you haven't found truth, buddy. You're a retarded LARPer. You don't even know what side of politics you land on. Much like E. Michael Jones. And the two of you don't even like each other. But you have so much in common. Neither one of you understands the idea of traditionalism. Neither one of you gets the crux of it. Neither one of you gets the idea of why we choose to prefer the mass in the Latin and all that. You don't understand that. So you go out and you type things on your little Twitter because it's all you have left, Richard. Richard, you're a pathetic loser. There's nothing pro-white about you. You're just as bad as BLM. And to be honest with you, I put you in the same category as them. And that category is the enemy. You are the enemy, Richard Spencer. And every true traditionalist should be looking at you, looking at TRS, looking at all these other LARPy morons and going, you guys are the enemy. And let me be honest with you, Richard. If I had my way, my fascist world, people like you would not be allowed. You would be on the first boat out of here with all the other people that I don't think belong in the ethno state. And the reason you don't belong here, Richard, is because you haven't opened your brain. You talk about everybody and everything, but you're just as dumb. You're just as dumb, brother. And don't tell me, oh, I got a college degree. Big deal, brother. You got a bachelor's degree. Whoa, way to go, brother. You did the same thing that shaved head twink liberal women get. You've achieved nothing in your life. But you're not the only one. You're not the only one who's stupid. Oh, no. There's many other stupid people out there that we can address when they decide to open their big, fat, cocksucking lips on the idea of Catholicism. And who would that be? Oh, I don't know. How about this jackass, Tobias Langdon? Okay, so this is from the Occidental Observer. Now, I tried to give Kevin McDonald the benefit of the doubt. I tried to say, okay, he's not as LARPy as some of these other people. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But then he proved me right. Because he posts articles by Tobias Langdon and Thomas Dalton on his website. Two of the cringiest anti-Christian jackass loser pagan morons that ever existed on the planet. Two of the dumbest people that ever existed on the planet. So moron Tobias Langdon comes out and he writes an article on the papal bull, the infallibility, the ineffability of infallibility, right? Now, I tried to look into this Tobias Langdon. Nothing proves anything. I can't find any evidence of this guy having any education or any understanding of anything. But he starts out by attacking Edward Fesser. Now, I just want to say that Edward Fesser, by the way, is way smarter than this Tobias Langdon. Way smarter on any given day. And a matter of fact, I go as far as to say that Edward Fesser is smarter than Kevin McDonald. Now, for some reason, this Tobias Langdon has to put down traditionalist Catholic Edward Fesser and then in parentheses, born 1968. Is he trying to say boomer? Because the guy he's writing for, Kevin McDonald, is older. So let's just put that out there, Tobias. If you have an issue, why are you writing for a man who's a boomer too? And actually, 1968 doesn't put Edward Fesser in the boom. Actually, it puts him just at boomer. He's just a boomer, according to the dates. But I hate to tell you, Tobias, but your daddy, Kevin McDonald, is older. He's older. He's 77 years old. So I don't know what the point of putting the date of the birth in there, but Kevin McDonald is 77 years old. And maybe I should cut him some slack because maybe he's entering an age of not understanding truth. Because he was raised Catholic, born Catholic. I guess Dr. McDonald is so much smarter now that he could just post paganistic articles and then not allow. So I tried to respond to this in a very, very educated, very pointed way. And then I tried to say that Kevin McDonald is not doing his you know, if he wants to be pro-white, posting these two jackasses letters. I didn't say jackasses, though, in the response. I said by posting claims by these two anti-Christian people divides people. But let's get on to the stupidity of this particular individual. This particular individual wants to boil down infallibility to math. But there's a problem with this particular individual. He's not very smart. He's not very smart because he goes on to say, as Edward Fesser knows, philosophers are still working on the foundations of mathematical proof. He also knows that none of these philosophers have turned to theology for help in achieving that certainty. Well, obviously the gentleman writing this has never heard of sacred geometry. He's never heard of the fact that almost all math is in one way, shape, or form actually connected to theology and to the sacred. That mathematics is actually one of the original liberal arts, which is what the church was teaching before it was hijacked by the left. But Tobias Langdon doesn't know this. Why? Because Tobias Langdon sounds like a moron. He sounds like somebody who just wants to LARP around and go,
look at me. I have my Odin necklace. I drink cum just like Thor and Odin.
You're a bunch of cum drinking freaking losers. That's what you are. You're cum drinking losers. But he wants to go into these things, and he wants to boil it down. He says you have to choose. If you want to be a true person. He brings up Isaac Asimov. It's a science fiction author. And he says, you have to choose. And if you don't choose right, there's this weapon that's going to inflict slow, painful death on the human race. So what he's saying is the weapon is Catholicism. Now, a man who was raised Catholic, Kevin McDonald, allows this shit on his website. Why? Because he doesn't have truth in his heart. But he says you have to choose one. Either the Virgin Mary being physically assumed into heaven at the end of her life is real, or Abraham Lincoln is assassinated by John Wilkes Booth in 1865 is real, or the Titanic struck an iceberg and sank in 1912 is real. And this moron goes on to say that, well, if you choose the fact that the Virgin Mary was physically assumed into heaven, the assumption, at the end of her life, that the world is going to die this slow, painful death, but again, Kevin McDonald and the people that run his website would not allow a response to this that put this guy Tobias Langdon. I'm gonna call him Toby. Let's see, Langdon. We need a good thing. Toby. I'll have to figure one out, but let's just call him Toby. But the other idiot that likes to write for them, of course, is Thomas Dalton, another Christian hating. Pagan LARPy jackass loser. And all of these people have come out of the woodwork now to have an opinion upon our mass when they've never even stepped foot inside of it. They don't know the SSPX. They don't know the things that the SSPX and the SSPX Marian Corps and others have said. A matter of fact, they've said more to wake people up to the idea of the Jewish question than anybody has. Let's be honest, because they're attacking this subject from the idea of theology. They're coming to it from a place of theology. They're not coming at it from a place of stupid. They come at it from a place of theology, and they say that this is why the Jews are bad. Let's explain to you why Jews are bad. And we give you this understanding, and we give you this this background. We conceptualize the whole thing for you. We've done the work for you. We've told you why they're bad. These people LARP around. E. Michael Jones. E. Michael Jones has some good things to say if he could get past the fact that he has to write 900 pages where he repeats himself 57,000 times. He could boil down his books to about 180 pages, and you could read them in a weekend. Instead, most people I know who've read E. Michael Jones' books have said that they took them so long to read them because all he did was repeat himself over and over and over again for 900 pages. And he takes the same concept each time. Except, as I've said in the past, his conception of economics is completely flawed. E. Michael Jones' conception of economics is completely flawed. I could agree with him that usury is bad, but his conception of the rest of economics, he doesn't understand. Why? He's a literary professor. Richard Spencer commenting on the church. Why? Who knows? Does he have a degree in philosophy or theology? Nope. Neither one. He has no degree in either said topic. Does he have a degree in ancient civilizations? No. Does he have a degree in linguistics? No. But yet this is the modern world. This is the conception that the internet has given us, is that everybody can open their big fat mouth. Everybody can open their big fat mouth and they can open up and they can have an opinion. We've done that. We've given them the ability to have this opinion. LARPy jackasses who call themselves TRS. We're anti-Jew. Oh, yes. The guy who runs everything was married to a Jew. Yes. Forget that. His last name, very Jewish. Forget that. Has a brother who's black. Forget that. No, we're really pro-white. Pay attention to us. We're the ones. We side with the most anti-white system that ever was created, the idea of Marxism and Bolshevism. We side with that, but ignore that. We're totally pro-white. We're on your side, Goy. Oop. Kind of let the mask slip there, didn't we, TRS? This is a group that went out and created a quote-unquote political party. And so they got everybody's name and everybody's address and everything that donated in. Boom, guess what? That's public record. Congratulations, boys and girls. You gave the biggest bunch of dummy, LARPers, fat, out-of-shape losers all your information so that they could present it to the world. Have you ever seen these guys? They're out of shape. They can't... I just told you. Spencer got punched in the head on live television by a 90-pound, basically, thing. And didn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing. And of course, everybody go, yeah, but if he did something, he would have been arrested, blah, blah, blah. No, it was on live television. It was on live television. He would have did nothing. He defended himself. Self-defense. Self-defense. He doesn't have to go crazy. You grab the guy as he's running away, and you pop him in the jaw, and he falls down. And if he gets up and he tries to hit you again, you hit him back. It's self-defense. Nothing would have happened. Sure, when I may spend a night in prison until he got arraigned. Ooh, big deal. Yeah, big fighter for the cause. Big fighter for the cause. Won't even defend himself when he gets punched on live television. Not exactly what I would call a fighter for the cause. But these people now, they want to come out against the Catholic Church, and they want to say things about the Catholic Church, and they don't understand what they're talking about. They have no clue. There's no conception of the reality of these people. They don't know. He writes another one. He says, traditionalist Catholics are horrified by the notion that they might have to receive the religion they've devoted their lives to in a language they actually understand. He says, he wants to come on, and he says, I see these trads to a man, short, overweight, and unmanly, rage against the end of the Latin Mass. I can only engage it in the psychology of them, not Francis, who's merely contemptuously flexing on the right like the top dog that he is. So here he is. Now, number one, let's address this. Number one, show me the fat, short, overweight, and unmanly trads. You might be tall, dude, but you're not in shape. You're unmanly. Everybody who knows you will state that you are unmanly, Richard Spencer. You're a disgusting pig of a human being. There's nothing even remotely fucking manly about you. You've been beat up. You've cried. You've been pepper sprayed. You've had every meme imaginable put out there for you. You have bitch tits. But why don't you show me these people you're talking about, Richard? Because I'll tell you what, I'll go out and I'll get all the trads that you just insulted, and I guarantee you 99.9% of them could kick your ass, one hand tied behind their back, right? Their two legs tied together. They could slap you around like the little bitch boy that you are. You're a pathetic loser, as I've stated several times. Every one of us. Now, I'm not super tall, but I'm Mediterranean, so we're not super tall people. But I could kick the shit out of you, Richard Spencer, and I'm older than you. I could kick the shit out of you, and I've just had surgery. I could kick the shit out of you. I could kick the shit out of you, Richard Spencer, just because it would be fun for me to kick the shit out of you. I could go on television and kick the shit out of you, Richard Spencer. And let me tell you something. Everybody would be rooting for me. Nobody would be rooting for you because you're a loser. You're a larpy little loser who stood around and thought you were going to make something of yourself off of this alt-right. You're not even alt-right. You sit here and say he's flexing on the right. Because you're admitting that you're a leftist. Anybody who follows you is a loser, just like you. Everybody who follows you is a loser like you. How are you again? You say trads don't understand our faith. What do you understand about our faith there, Richard? What do you understand about our faith? Have you ever been in a Catholic church, Richard? Have you actually ever done anything in the Catholic faith? Or do you just make up shit as you go along like everything else you do? You see, you moronic, buffoonish, cartoonish character of a human being, you don't understand anything, just like this Tobias Langdon, this Toby Langdon. The two of you don't understand anything, and you're just in the same camp as E. Michael Jones, who doesn't understand anything. You have one or two little concepts that you talk about all the time and over and over and over again, and you're even wrong on that. I watched you do a debate on the overweight report, the overweight stream, with a Jew, and he owned you. You couldn't even argue the one thing that you're supposedly an expert on. You couldn't even argue it. Your facial expressions during the whole debate said everything, that you were lost. Let me give you a little bit of Christian advice here. Go away. Spend a year or two where everybody forgets your name. Get yourself a little job, a little something. We all know you don't need it. You get money from mommy and every year. You get that $1 million and everything like that. You're a trust fund baby. We get it. You know, you talking about the plight of white people is funny when you're a trust fund baby. A bitch like you talking about Catholic faith or the issues affecting white people. It's funny. You talk about ancient religions. You don't know anything about them. See, I do. See, unlike you, I actually have the education, the training, and the degree, and all that stuff. I actually have it. You see, here's one thing you don't understand. It goes for all the Disney LARPers. Pagans, which they didn't call themselves pagans, by the way. That was actually a derogatory term that we Christians created for them. Okay? They didn't go around going, I'm pagan. Okay? They also didn't call themselves Odinists. Okay? So I know all this. These are concepts that are very hard for you to understand, Richard, because you've got the brain of a fucking pygmy. But let me explain this to you. They were not religious. They weren't even spiritual. You see, the people in those times, when bad things were happening, they would make up stories for why these things were happening. And to conceptualize those stories, they would blame this imaginary God that they created. You see, there's no difference between the pagans in South and Central America than there is between the ones in Northern Europe and Greece and stuff like that at the time. There's no difference. You see, over in Central America, they would go, okay, well, corn god mad, no corn. Make corn god happy, kill people. Well, essentially what they were doing was they would say, okay, corn god happy, now we have food. No, they always had food. They just didn't have enough food for the amount of people that they had because they didn't understand basic mathematics and agricultural and stuff like that and how much they needed to plant for growth of people and stuff like that. So they always had the corn. What they did was they went out and killed people, and now they had food for everybody else. It wasn't this corn god make house good. Now we eat corn. That didn't happen. What happened was they literally killed the excess amount of people, and now they had corn because they weren't smart enough to figure out, oh, you know what? This season we need to plant another hectare of corn because of the amount of people we have. They just didn't understand that. They weren't smart. And the same thing goes when you get over to Greece, although they're smart. They're educated people, but there's still a lot of things happening in the world that they need to conceptualize. They need to make a reason for these things happening. And so they make gods, fake ones, because there is no God to them, right? So they make them up. It's not a real religion. There's no practices. There's no anything like that. They might have a little statue in their house. But ultimately, the only time they're going to go to said God is when they want something. I need something. I need a new toga. I need a new toga. Let me go and give charity to Jupiter. You know, let me go pray to Jupiter and then I'll get a new toga. Did Jupiter give them the new toga? No. After they got done praying to Jupiter, they went to work and they got paid and they used the money to go buy the toga. It was the same thing with weather things. You know, they would go, oh, you know, let's go and, you know. Did they sacrifice somebody and the hurricane didn't come? No, the hurricane still fucking came. But again, this wasn't a religion. Contrary to your belief and everybody else's belief out there, all you pagan retards. Number one, the people of old who worshipped all this stuff, they would look at you and go, are you serious, dude? Are you this stupid? Are you really this stupid? Like, we don't even believe that shit anymore. Like, why are you stupid? It's kind of like that guy, why are you gay? We could ask you that, Spencer. Why are you gay? You're a fag, dude. You're a fag. Not only are you a fag, you're a dumb fag. Because those people didn't worship anything. There was no concept of religion to those people. Do you want to know the truth? None of these people were forcefully integrated into the idea of Catholicism. And I don't use the term Christianity because Christianity is a modern term. Catholics is what Christ created. He created the Catholic Church. He named Peter the Pope. And when the Catholic religion started to spread, moron, okay, this goes for all the morons, Toby, Dalton, Spencer. This goes TRS. This goes for all you idiots. You see, you can make up your little stories, but I could tell you ones that are true. Not only did the Vikings convert very willingly, and there were holdouts. There's holdouts and everything. But the majority of the people converted very willingly, very happily. But not only did they convert very willingly and very happily, but they became devout defenders of the faith. The Vikings that went on the crusade, you didn't know this, Richard, did you? No, you didn't, because you're a moron. The Vikings that went on the crusade, not only went on the crusade to fight for the church, they were actually offered certain plots of land, and they said, no. This is for Christus Rex. This is for Christ, not us. Not only that, but they gave all their ships when they were done off to the Catholic king. Said, here, you need these. So you could go out there with your Varg, who, by the way, his music sucks. Okay? The world would have been better off if that autistic retard was still in prison for murder. But you could all sit there with Varg and you can play Dungeons and Dragons and pretend that that shit is real. But it's not. The reality is that people came to this faith because it was truth. You see, everybody wants truth. You and the rest of the people out there talking about this particular letter on the church and on the faith that are writing shit, you don't understand truth. You don't understand truth, and so you make it up. You make up stories. Spencer, you look like roadkill. I'm just going to tell you this. You want to go and you want to attack other people. You look like roadkill, dude. You're fucking ugly. You're ugly. You're out of shape. You're unintelligent. I don't know this Tobias Toby Longdong over there, but I'm sure he's probably just like you. I'm sure he's probably just like you. Another moron who doesn't look like anything, special. Probably spends way too much time, like you, watching porn, and then talking about the Jew while he's watching the Jews stuff and everything else. I'm sure that's the case, because every time I get into to looking into people like you, this is what I come up with. I come up with that more and more and more and more, because that's truth, that's reality. That's who you are. The reason you attack the church, the reason people like you attack the church, is because you don't have truth. You don't have truth in your soul. You don't understand anything. And so you cry out. But understand something, dude. All your crying is going to lead. It's going to lead you to hell. But you will become the bastard toy of some Jewish rabbi in hell. Because you refuse to accept truth. People like you aren't anti-Jewish. People like you aren't pro-white. You're pro-you. Everything is about you. And let me tell you something, Spencer. I'm not just attacking you. I'm not just pointing at you pagan idiots. You pagan idiots, you're a special breed of retard. You're a special breed of retard. But we have our own in the Catholic Church. We know it. I attack them too. Every one of the Catholic bloggers and everything else who has to show their face and their name and their blah, the bid, the bop, the beep, the bop. It's all about them. It's never about the faith. It's never about the truth. It's about them. Same with you. And so here's an appeal to everybody. My appeal to everybody is to, when you see morons like this, put their stuff up there. Don't try to debate them, number one. Because it just comes into strawmans and all other kinds of fucking nonsense. They make up shit. They don't have truth. So they're just going to spin lie after lie after lie. Make fun of these people. make fun of these people. Matter of fact, make fun of these people so much. And this goes for the Catholics, the pagans, even our fellow Catholics, when they say something stupid, make fun of them so much. Bully them until they leave. Not so much leave the faith, but leave the internet. Leave talking. You want to make fun of these people so much. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. These people don't have any real following. Nobody really cares about them. That's what they don't get. It's all fake. People like this don't understand faith. This moron, he actually made one point that I would agree with. And he says the real threat to Christianity is not lukewarm, progressive, or cafeteria Catholics, or Christians, but piercing light shined onto the holy texts and doctrines, a real down-to-earth in more ways than one understanding of what religion actually is and says. I actually agree with some of what he just said. I actually agree with some of that. I actually agree that if people actually understood theology, instead of pretending that they're lay theologians, instead of pretending that they're experts on it, and they go and they have their shows and they have their blogs, and they're not experts on it at all. If they actually sat and understood it, they would understand that the saints and the church doctors and the church fathers and everything were saying the same things that I say about race, about the Jews, about money, about economics, all these things. They would understand it. And then they would go forth with it. A lot of Catholics out there constantly attacking Protestants, but they act just like them. They act just like them. How do they act just like them, you say? It's simple. They interpret things for their own, to fit their own agenda. But if people actually understood things, there would be no lukewarm, progressive, or cafeteria, or whatever other term you want to left cast, whatever. There would only be Catholics. And those Catholics would have truth. And with that truth, they would understand that diversity and equality are bad. They would understand that usury is bad. They would understand that the issue with the Jews. They would understand all of those things. But instead, we have a lot of Catholics who run around and go, I'm anti-racist. I love our Jewish brethren. I love gays. I love faggots. I love homos. I love this. I love that. And that's what it becomes. Because you don't understand. So in this all this stuff, this big tirade of this retard, he actually understood a little bit of truth. Just a little bit. Doesn't have a lot. You see, because he wants to go out there and attack traditionalists, he doesn't know any. He doesn't know that most traditionalists are guys out there who work out every day, who work in the trades, who are in shape. He doesn't know that. But if he come down to this tweet, this one portion of the tweet, he actually goes in to say it's true that most Christians don't even understand their faith. And again, he does say something that I kind of agree with. He says, in the trads are remarkable in being aware of this reality and damn proud of it. In a large degree, he's right. How many times have I said to you people, being trad isn't just going to a Latin mass. The Latin mass is the mass. But if we don't live our lives as traditionalists, as put forth by our faith, then we're not trads. I tell you people all the time, women shouldn't work. You make excuses for that. I tell you women shouldn't go to college. You make excuses for that. I say young men shouldn't even go to college. You make excuses for that. I say You got to be in shape. You got to work out. You got to dress right. You got to act like a man. You make excuses for that. In this case, these last two portions of his whole tirade are absolutely 100% empirically correct. You see, you don't understand the faith. You could read St. Thomas Aquinas from now until the cows come home. But if you're not living it, you don't understand it. In that sense, he is right. You could say the rosary every single day. But if you're not living a life that understands coming from the rosary, the sacrifice, the community, all those things that we're supposed to be meditating upon when we say the rosary, then you're just going through the motions so that you could take a picture on Instagram of the rosary wrapped around your hand while your family's all sitting together. And it looks nice, but it's meaningless. It's ultimately meaningless. You see, these people can make a point too. As much as I despise them, they can make a point too. And that point is that you've enlisted the idea of the God of equality and diversity. You're almost paganistic in that aspect. Is when you go out there and go, I'm anti-racist. What did you just do? You signed on to the thing that the liberals wanted you to sign on to. You attacked your own people. You attacked your own culture. You attacked your own identity. That's not what the church is about. It never was. See, I actually understand the faith. Contrary to all the other bloggers and sploggers and vloggers and doggers and dodgers and bodgers, I understand it. I know that the faith does not tell me that I have to embrace diversity, that I have to embrace equality, that I have to reject my own culture, that I have to reject my own identity, that I have to reject my borders, that I have to reject my nation. My faith does not say that. And as a traditionalist, I go back to that. But if you reject that, you're just as modernist as the Novus Ordo, and you only like the Latin Mass because you like the look. If you don't understand that, yes, fascism, yes, the ideals of Germany in the 30s and 40s are actually in line with the Catholic Church. Fascism is in line with the ideals of the Catholic Church and the traditional church as it stood, then you are a modernist. And you can LARP around and you give these people more credit when you LARP around and you go, monarch, 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 monarch. There's no king. He's not coming to save you. A strong man can. 500 years, I've told you, to create a new aristocracy. 500 years. Over 1,000 years, the aristocracy destroyed itself. Over the course of 1,000 years, it destroyed itself. It would take 500 years to build up a new aristocracy. Don't give these people fucking ammo. Don't let him be right. Because in his last two portions of his big tirade, he is right. He is 100% right. You want to be trad, I told you, there's no more half measures. It can't just be about the mass you attend. It has to be about how you present yourself. Don't give a jackass like Spencer the ability to call you fat, short, out of shape, weak. Go out there and present pictures. Show the guns. Show the world what a man is supposed to look like. Show yourself in a pair of slacks with a button-down shirt and nice shoes instead of walking around like you're a bum. Like you're a fucking bum. Show the world your family, not on social media. Don't go doxing yourself on social media. I'm talking about in your world. Show them your family, that you're together. I was in the store the other day. There's a guy out there with his kid. His kid's got fishnet stockings on his arms. He's got a dog spiked dog collar around his neck. Just freak. Don't present that to the world. I wanted to go over, and my wife stopped me, but I should have. I should have gone over to that father and said, dude, take a good hard look at this. This is what you've brought to the world. This is what you've done. In some way, shape, or form, this is your fault, buddy. You need to go home and look in the mirror and say, where did I go wrong? You know, I don't know why all these people cut their dick off, they pretend they're Sally, why they dress like this guy with the dog collar, why they do all these things. It's because you're not there. Your wife is at work 10 hours a day. You're at work 10 hours a day. And television and public school are raising your kids. And then you're being told by everybody you have to accept their differences. Instead of understanding that those kids are the way they are because you weren't fucking there. And that is tradition, is to be there. Is to be there. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're with your kids all the time, they will learn. They will ask you questions. They will come to you with things. It doesn't have to be grandiose. You don't have to go to Disney. You don't have to go on boat trips. You don't have to do all these. You don't have to do any of those things. You could just always be home in the house, out in the yard, joking around with them, giving the tools to them to be best, having weights in the house and a heavy bag in the house, giving them the ability, having sewing machines for your daughters. Everything else is inconsequential. Do you think in the Middle Ages people were like, okay, I got my 2 weeks off, where are we going? We're going to go to Disney? No, let's go to Mexico. Let's take the family and go down to Mexico, because that really shows how great of a family we are, is that we went down to Tijuana, Mexico. And we stayed in the resort, and it was like so great. That's not for your family. That's for you. That's so you could put the little pictures up and everybody go, oh, what a great time, blah, blah, blah. You go camping. You could pack the family up in the car and just go for a fucking drive. It's simple things, folks, that make us traditional. And then people like this Spencer and Toby and Dalton and Strike Bright, all these Strike Bright. That's how I go, like from the fucking, Light Bright. Remember Light Bright back in the day? I'm going to call them Strike Bright. Strike Bright. People like that are going to see that. They're going to see that example of us, and they're going to want to be like us, and they're going to come over and they're going to go, how did you get like this? You go, it's truth, man. Catholicism is truth. Nobody's spoken out more about Freemasonic infiltration and the Jews and spoken out against diversity and equality than the Marian Corps of the SSPX. But Spencer doesn't know that, because Spencer's only being pushed one thing. And he's being pushed it because you're pushing it. Don't fight. Don't argue. Drop memes. Walk away. But also come to the understanding that all of those things, the church is not opposed to the idea of cultural embracement or embracement of identity. It's not opposed to it. And if you oppose it, then you are a modernist and you are accepting the lies of modernism. And you're just as bad as people like this, because you make him right. Deo gratias.